the 1948 Studebaker Commander Starliner Coupe. Because Studebaker employed an outside firm, Lowy Associates, to do its design work, the company was in a unique position to get a leg up on the competition for new and innovative designs starting in 1945, while other companies were still reeling from the post-war conversion. Although the 1948 Commander was still 2 years short of Studebaker's famous bullet-nose design, it was considerably more modern than other models of the era. The short hood and ornate grille were trademarks of the Studebaker. Lowy designed the flow-through fenders that gave the cars a modern, streamlined look, and large greenhouses that gave the car its upright look. Because of Studebaker's diminishing status in the post-war automotive world, the company's jump on the industry in 1945 did not last.